Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 3-3, The Day of Seven, Part 11, A Place of Refuge. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month on the 28th day of the 10th month.
Your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
Dear Dan, I live in a housing development, L6, that has community property ownership of two parcels of land, one of which is a small sandy beach on a river. So I can really say that M and I own beachfront property. In the midst of the spiritual battles at home and at work, the Lord reminded me of this feature that I hadn't really thought about that much before. So I began taking the short walk from my house to the sandy beach to just listen to the river, the white noise of the rushing water. But I still felt oppressed and thought I was being followed, which of course I was, by the familiar spirit demons assigned to my community. At some point, I decided to explore a little along the riverbank. I saw a point where there was a property line that marked the end of the community property and the beginning of another property owned by someone else. Now here's the interesting part. As soon as I stepped foot onto the adjacent property, all the oppression ceased immediately. Wow, I thought, the demons are restricted to L6. So I found a place to sit along the riverbank on the neighboring property and rest. It was there that Jesus would sit on a log facing me and minister his word directly to my mind and soul. And it was there that he gave me the courage to stand up to the witch living at my in-law's place, the Leviathan at my home, and other various enemy elements. I spent as much time there between battles as I could, enjoying our Creator and his creation, and being healed. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
No.